The Center for COVID Control has been using everything from tents to little sheds to vacant storefronts to open pop-up COVID testing sites. Is this the Center for COVID Control?
Yes.
This is it?
Yes.
This picnic table? Yeah. Today, all of the sites nationwide are closed after several state agencies say they are now investigating people receiving wrong test results or no test results at all.
You want to answer some of the
not on camera.
News Nation stations from coast to coast have been looking into problems at the sites for the past week.
Okay, then you can ask me to leave. Yes. Linda Wager, I'm with Fox 4 News.
Okay.
Have your boss call me.
Linda Wager with our News Nation station in Kansas City says she was first tipped off when a teacher went to get a test but never got results.
The site you went to was a former tanning salon. I mean, what did you think when you got there?
It just looked weird. It was a big empty building with a person at a desk. Or it wasn't even a desk, it was a table. Somebody had set up a table.
But that setup looked nice compared to what Portland News Nation station reporter Elise Haas found. Huts full of junk and handwritten signs saying they were out of supplies.
As reporters, it seems like when we've shown up to these places, something just doesn't seem right.
That's what everyone's saying. And while I'm there looking through a building that's, you know, not even open, people are showing up being like, hey, I didn't get my test results back. Hey, I'm still waiting on my test results. Or I got mine, but he didn't get his. Things were not adding up.
After our series of News Nation station reports and the state investigations, the CEO of the company says they will close for a week because of operational strain. In a statement, he said, we've made this difficult decision to temporarily pause all operations until we are confident that all collection sites are meeting our high standards for quality.
The test was done 3 weeks ago, and I was fully expecting some results, but I haven't gotten the official results yet.
So many people still waiting on results or worried that the results that they got are flat out wrong. Today, we reached out to the Center for COVID Control yet again asking for an interview, but we did not get a response. Nicole?
All right, Brian.